It is under the lights with the Anfield wrap as we start to look ahead to Lille at Anfield on Tuesday night. It's Ian Ryan with a stellar cast in front of me, Josh Sexton, Craig Hannon, and we will get a little bit of Josh Williams shortly as well. No caller for this one, although, to be fair, Rob Goodwin does always offer to do an accent. We've never surprisingly taken him up on it. And probably unlikely to take him up on it, but it's always there just in case. Craig, I will start with you first, because before we get stuck into Lille, we're going to do a little bit on the weekend and reflecting on Liverpool getting a really big win against Brentford in the context of what happens elsewhere. And when you talk about the title picture, it just felt like a huge stride in the right direction.
I think the complete picture, I know this is obviously build up to Champions League game, and I think it's all going to feed into each other. I think that felt like a real pivotal moment. Like we talked about waiting for the moment, waiting for a moment to click, or waiting for a moment where this title race is ignited by something that happens, and you get that from Darwin Nunez. It could have been, it's interesting talking about it, because it was so on a knife edge in that we're so close to the end, and it almost is another draw, and the impact and the difference that we'd all feel off the back of that would be massive, but it's not that. And then Arsenal drop points, and I mean, I've been in numerous ones of these shows with you, and I've never wanted to quite say it about Arsenal. I'm still not going to quite say it as such, but like I've always been sort of dubious of them as a generally as a football team this season, especially. Jordan's just hit his nose off the door as he walked out there, and it's really put me off them as a football team. And for a few different reasons, like, you know, the mentality as a fan base, as a football club, their style of play, the sort of strategic approach they have to this title race, none of it's quite sort of aligned with what I've seen as being a team that are really, really serious about this title. And so when people were talking about this idea that, that we were, as if we were going to have to reach the heights of what Man City have done. Like I've said it constantly, this isn't a Man City title race. Like this is a title race of old, where you know you are able to draw with Man United and it be fine. You are able to even draw against Forest and it still be okay, because the team that we're up against is not at the levels of Man City from 2017 to 2024.